Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think JP is getting swept up in Commander's free agency euphoria because now he's kind of couching it a little bit. Says he wants to bet on the Commanders to be above 500 in 2024. I'm ready to take his
potentially
bet.
I said I got to see what happens in the draft and then the rest of the offseason, but I think Cowboys sliding back.
Yeah.
And a team like the Commanders will rise up, and I think it might be the Commanders. Well,
they're going to have a good draft just based on where they're drafting
right.
in each round. So in terms of where the prospect ranks are, they're going to have a good draft.
And I also think...
I don't know how those guys play out in the NFL.
I also think one thing that Jason has pointed out many times is they should have better coaching.
Right. Absolutely.
They will.
So that should give you just a couple
100%
more wins.
150%. And that's not even possible.
Let's get our next guest take on that. Ben Standig covers the Commanders for The Athletic. Okay. Am I being swept up by free agent euphoria, Ben?
Well, look, this is the time for optimism. The offseason, everything is possible. And combined with the fact that it's, a new everything here, sure, go for it. Why not?
Have you been surprised by the amount of activity?
Oh, no. Think of it like this. They have over 20-something free agents from last year. Not all those guys are, would definitely be back or on the 53. But, that's the list, over 20-something. They haven't re-signed a single one of those players, but they've now signed 12. They still have to sign more just to break even if they actually didn't sign anybody. So, I think there could be – I'm just sort of speculating off the top of my head, but there could be another 10 more coming. Easily, I would think, because just purely from the roster, if they're not going to bring guys back, I'm sure they'll sign some, but, if they're not going to bring back more than a handful, they have to supplement the roster. So, I think there should be a bunch more. The question, obviously, is it just pure, rank and file, or are they going to make – potential notable additions, that make ESPN, that type of deal. That part I'm not sure, but they're definitely going to get more bodies. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
Ben, what is your best guess at this point? I know it's still fresh as to what Austin Eckler's role is going to look like in this backfield along with Brian Robinson Jr.
Yeah, on paper, it looks like the classic, inside-outside combination with Robinson being, that hammer run between the tackles. If you've got a lead, he's the guy that, help runs out the clock, the goal line work. And Eckler is your classic, change of pace running back who, pass catcher out of the backfield, slithers his way, in draws and traps in between the tackles. I had our Chargers insider on with The Athletic, Daniel Popper, on my podcast the other day, and I was like, all right, tell me, did Washington just buy, a damaged product? What's going on here? He's like, he said that he thinks that there's still a lot left, that the notion of Eckler as a damaged commodity is overstated, and that just a lot of things went wrong last year. Notably, he had a high ankle sprain like right as the season started and just sort of never quite recovered. So he thinks that he's still pretty optimistic that Eckler is a guy. And if that's the case, forget the guy that led the league in touchdowns 2 years in a row. But if he's a legit playmaker, obviously that can do so much, you know, for this offense in a Cliff Kingsbury, you know, sort of open attack offense with a rookie quarterback, perhaps. Yeah, I mean, I think he could be a lot of fun, you know, in the fantasy football type way.
You wrote about Jeremy Chinn on The Athletic and what that might mean to Cam Curl. What can fans expect from Jeremy Chinn at safety? A couple years ago, he was really highly regarded.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. So he's another guy that injuries kind of messed with his production last year. And on top of it, just they had a new defensive coordinator. And Chinn's one of those players you kind of have to have a plan for. He's not necessarily like he's pretty good at a lot of things. He hits like a hammer while being a safety, yet can drop back into coverage and play some of that center field. The question is, like, you know, what do you do with him down to down? How does he fit in? That will be fascinating to see. But, you know, this is like a perfect flyer for a team like this. If he, you know, hits the heights that, you know, have been projected at him at times in his career, then, you know, this could be a real fun steal for them for this 1 year that they have under contract. On the other hand, you know, what's the plan? I'm curious to see where they have him. And you mentioned Cam Curl. Yeah, I've been kind of dubious about a Cam Curl return for a bit. I feel between Chinn, Quan Martin, Derek Forrest, I'm not saying that's, you know, a Pro Bowl trio, but I'm saying they're young, they're interesting, and that's probably enough. Between, you know, they still have Percy Butler. Maybe they bring back Jeremy Reeves. I think it's still plausible. So I think we're probably seeing the end of Cam Curl unless the, you know, salary expectations and marketplace really changes.
Ben, it looks like Curtis Samuel is getting dinged by a glut of free agent wideouts and the combo of a strong draft class. I thought he would have been signed by now, but he's still unsigned. Calvin Ridley hasn't inked a new deal yet. Hollywood Brown is still out of the market. What do you see happening for Samuel in the next few days?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's, you know, he's the kind of guy that, you know, he's not a number one. His production here by the numbers, you know, certainly was never that great or up to the hype, but he was arguably Washington's most consistent, you know, playmaker last year, at least over the second half of the season. I tell you what, like, to me, if he's, you know, if he landed there in Kansas City, who has guys, they've tried to make Kadarius Toney a thing. They tried to make Mecole Hardman a thing. I know he caught the Super Bowl winning touchdown, but generally he's been kind of a bust. Curtis Samuel in that role, my Lord, I think that would be pretty special. So, you know, he's, you know, at this point more gadget player, I would say, than he is receiver, at least based on how Washington was using him. So I think, again, another scenario where you kind of have to know what the role is, but I can see him getting signed by a contender. You know, maybe the money is not going to be that spectacular. Maybe it's more in that 8 to 10 million range, if that's what, you know, I don't know what people's expectations were, but maybe that's the upside. But, you know, I would imagine he's going to get signed by an interesting contender here in the next little bit.
Ben, aside from Eckler, who's kind of a big name, but, you know, they didn't give him big money. To me, he's just kind of, you know, like a gamble, and hopefully it works.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, no big deal. No harm, no foul. For the most part, the other guys, though, are kind of like, I mean, I assume that they're quality players, but none of them are really getting big deals. Like, who's going to be the most impactful of the guys they brought in? I mean, a lot of these guys are, like, just on one-year deals.
Yeah, a couple of us on the beat were discussing. They had Zach Ertz on Zoom yesterday for us, and we were discussing, are they going to have any single in-person press conference? And I think the answer is no. I don't see one player that, from that perspective, you would say, well, you have to talk to that person. Like, Eckler and Mariota would be fun, but, you know, I don't think that's, you know, I don't think they warrant press conferences based on their salary. They only signed, like, I would say maybe two to three guys who you would say, okay, that's a starter. For the next couple of years, we can probably expect that person to be in our world, discussing them as a key piece for this team. But for the most part, I think what they did was they patched over some holes in a credible way, thus allowing them, you know, guys like Tyler Allgretti at guard, Cleveland Farrell and Dante Fowler, defensive end. These aren't players that you're like, wow, this is a starting piece for us to make a big run. But it does allow them to say, okay, we now have a guy that can start at guard if need be. We have multiple defensive ends if need be. We're not forcing ourselves in the draft to say we have to take this spot. So they've done a pretty good job, I think, of that, of saying, okay, we're going to take some flyers, like I mentioned, the Jeremy Chinn, you know, Eckler, but then we also have guys that can, you know, just fill in the blank. I think the key for me is I don't view 2024 as the push for the playoffs. I just view it as starting over. And I think they had so many holes. They clearly weren't big fans of what they inherited, mm-hmm. and they just needed to get players they're comfortable with, who they think can do a credible job, whether that means, you know, a 9-win season or a 5-win season. I don't think it's quite the point. I think they're just trying to set a baseline for what it is that's going to happen here. And I think for the most part, they've done a pretty good job of that here with some cheaper deals that aren't going to cost them, you know, in the salary cap way down the line.
Talking to Ben Standig, covers the Commanders for The Athletic. So through Peters, Quinn, whoever, they brought in a lot of guys they're familiar with, right? Let's get into a couple of them on the defensive side. Dan Quinn coached Armstrong and Fowler, who apparently has followed him all over the place dating back to college. You can fill us in on that. What can we expect from those guys?
Yeah, I mean, Fowler is, in my mind, he's sort of the way like they were using like Ryan Kerrigan's last year, where he was just purely a pass rusher off the bench to give you some occasional pressure. He had at least 4 sacks in his 3 years with Dallas, so not a huge number by any stretch. And obviously Dallas had, between Micah Parsons and a bunch of other guys, they had a lot of folks that you didn't have to worry if you're the opposing team about Fowler. But yeah, it's not much more than that. And you're right, he was with Quinn at the University of Florida, then Atlanta, then Dallas, then here. So that's one of his guys, clearly. And, again, you need some experience in the room. That's a lot of kids. All they had were babies, you know, with the KJ Henrys of the world. So he's a vet. Armstrong is the bigger play. He wasn't a main starter for Dallas,
right?
You know, the last couple of years, but he was second on the team in sacks 2 years in a row behind Micah Parsons. And, like I said, he gives you a credible threat as a pass rusher next to John Allen and Daron Payne. He's not, you know, doesn't seem like he's going to be, we're not talking about getting Dexter Manley or anything, but at the same time, veteran, credible, you know, Quinn knows him. He'll be able to set up the defense, with a guy that, could point to all the other linemen and players and say, hey, here's how Dan wants to do this, et cetera. So, again, totally solid move. He's been productive. And, you know, now we'll see how he is playing, here as opposed to, you know, with Micah Parsons on the other side.
Ben, just thinking about the draft here, and we got, a month and a half. They're going to get good players just based on where they're drafting, right? They're obviously going to take a quarterback, but they get 4 of the top 67. They get 5 of the top 99, assuming they stay in all those spots. Maybe they trade down and get more picks. But quarterback's going to be one. 2 second rounders, 36 and 40. I could see them go. I still think receiver is a need. You may disagree. But if they do take a receiver, then obviously, you know, that could be your new number one. They took in the first pick in the second round, that could be your new number one. But you still got De'Ami Brown and Dotson and McLaurin, obviously. So maybe you disagree. Maybe they don't take a receiver in your mind. But I think they could go receiver in the second round and then tackle in the second round, because they still have a kind of a hole at left tackle. And if you're going to have a starting quarterback who's a rookie, I think you have to have, you know, some protection there. So your thoughts on what they do at those two positions, could they still target some of those guys in free agency, or do you think they wait for the draft at receiver and tackle?
Yeah, I think receiver is definitely in play. I wrote before free agency started, like looking at not just the options in free agency, but also the draft, that it seemed to me that they would spend free agent money on interior offensive linemen, defensive ends. And I said one. I was expecting one big receiver, so not a Curtis Samuel type, but somebody, a 6'2" or taller type guy, because that's something that that room definitely lacked. Obviously, you know, just being tall doesn't mean you're good, but you know, they need some more height in that space. Last year, they had three receivers that were all, you know, good players, but you know, kind of roughly the same athletic physical dimension. So I don't disagree with that at all. And tackle to me screamed wait to the draft. The draft has, according to the, you know, people that pay attention to these things, a lot of tackles who are going to go off the board in the first, you know, 40 odd picks. They should be in a really good spot, you know, to get at least one of those tackles at, you know, 36 or 40. And now, because they have done what they've done with free agency, and I'm sure they'll add more, they're not going to feel probably as desperate to have to get some other spots. So yeah, if there's a receiver that makes sense, I certainly have zero issue with that. They have to get more there. I mean, I think the real question is, to your point, perhaps, I kind of wonder, like, what did they think of Dotson? Yeah. He obviously, the numbers were down last year. Was that him? Was he not doing a good enough job of getting open? Was it how Bienemy was using him? I know early in the year, Dotson kind of was hinting at that, you know, whereas Scott Turner was using him as a weapon in the red zone, Bienemy kind of wasn't. What do they think there? And that could dictate how aggressive they are in the draft with getting a receiver who's more than just possibly a third guy.
Explain the Mariota move. And I mean, obviously, I assume that means inevitably they'll want to move on from Hal and try to get some draft capital for him. But I don't know. Maybe they'll wait. Valdez said some logic out there is that, you know what, you wait until some of these guys go down in the preseason and you may get a little bit more value. Would they wait that long, or do you think they'll move him quicker? And why Mariota?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I think this is actually a pretty fascinating scenario. My view for a while, I'm of the school that says I would do whatever I could to not play the rookie quarterback if I don't have to. I'm not one of those people that thinks draft him and play him. I mean, obviously, it all depends on the individual, but
they always do, though. When was the last time a number two? I agree with you, but when was the last time a number two didn't play day one?
Oh, you're totally right. It's gotten, in my view, out of hand. And talking to people around the league, I think most people agree it's gotten out of hand. Ultimately, these choices come down to the backbone of the organization. They can just decide we're not going to play him and move on. The problem is, essentially, the, you know, peer pressure, right? Everybody, the media, the fans, everybody clamors to see this kid, and they all cave, the team seemingly. It's very rare to sit, unless it's the extreme scenario, like drafting Jordan Love behind a guy that's winning MVPs, right? So,
but he also wasn't the number two pick.
For sure. I mean, it's, think about like all the quarterbacks that sat for a year at least. I don't have the definitive list, but that includes obviously Mahomes, both Green Bay guys. Carson Palmer was the number one pick in the draft. back in the day. He sat for a full year behind John Kitna. Like, the guys who sit, the hit percentage tends to be pretty good. I have heard people say that if you don't start a top five pick right off the bat, that's a sign of an indication that it's not going to – you're already kind of underwhelmed. But that's what I would do. But to the Mariota point, that's something – I don't view Mariota as a veteran that I want to start. Now, maybe they have a higher view of him. And he's totally fine as the QB too, but I wouldn't be thinking like, hey – like where I say last year, I think Brissett, if you had said, hey, they're going to start Brissett instead of Sam Howell, but they're still trying to win, I'd be like, all right, I can kind of buy that. I don't know that with Mariota. So I do think it's probably a signal that there was a Sam Howell trade idea, at least in their head. The fun thing for me is, let's say they keep them all. Who would you rather start week one? Me personally, I kind of think I'd rather go with the potential of Sam Howell, even if Mariota is going to bring more experience. But at the same point, trading Howell to me, I totally get the idea of waiting. But, I think you kind of need to separate. Put your focus on the new kid and not have sort of these two priorities going on. What if Sam Howell's better than the rookie in training camp? Seems conceivable, right? So if that's the case, then what happens? So I think it's fascinating. If they keep only Mariota, do they actually view him as a potential week one starter? Or, would they rather have Howell in that role? I think this is a pretty interesting dynamic, but I would assume it means at some point here Howell gets moved.
Mm. All right, good stuff, Ben. We'll talk to you soon.
Guys, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep. All right, thank you, buddy. Standig from The Athletic. Coming up next, we'll talk about what the Commanders have done in adding several former Dallas Cowboys. Some people are calling them the Cowmanders. Does that concern you? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.